Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Nun. We're here at the very bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis Itmar, right? The last couple of words are on the last line. So we've been discussing a bunch of things in terms of Ziboris, Idis, Beinonis. Let's just remind ourselves, Ziboris is the worst of a person's field. Beinonis is the middle, Idis is the best. And we've been talking about, we mentioned an Arev and some other things. It's just going to kind of recap what three different types of Arev, right, which we touched on yesterday, which will be relevant for the Gemara we're about to read. Right, the Gemara in Bav Basra and the Kufayin Dalid, right, it tells us that there are three different, I think it's Kufayin Dalid, there are three different types of Arev. Right, there's a regular Arev, a case of Arev where, you know, Reuven lends Shimon money and Levi promises to pay if Shimon can't pay back. That's a regular case of Arev. There's something called a Kablan, which in that case Levi agrees to pay even if Shimon, or even if Shimon doesn't default, right? Reuven can go straight to Levi and demand the money. And then there's something called Nasan V'Nasan Biado, that basically the lender gives the money to Levi, right? It gives it to straight to the Arev, and the Arev gives the money to the borrower. In that case, right, the Arev is basically the borrower, right? Again, the lender, Reuven, doesn't even have to go to Shimon to collect the money. He can go straight to the Arev in that case. So it's why it was said, Arev diksuba d'rei kol lo mishtabes. The Gemara says that there's not another type of Arev, but when a person is an Arev on ksuba, a person co-signs a ksuba, right, ksuba obviously being the potential monetary payment that the husband has to pay his wife in the case that he passes away or he divorces her. So if someone co-signs and is the guarantor, right, is it Arev on the ksuba, right, so he doesn't really mean that he's a Arev and he doesn't have to pay in the case that the husband has no money. If you look at Rashi, right, Chada, first of all, the Arev ba'amahu stam, he's just being an Arev, right, va'od, right, lav mi dichasra, shalot tsa, klum mishallah. She's not losing anything, right, in that scenario, as Rashi explains, right, again, it's not like someone's lending money, I'll make sure to supplement and complement and pay back and fix your loss, right? If Reuven lends money to Shimon and Shimon doesn't pay him back, Reuven just lost his entire money. So Levi is promising to kind of make Reuven whole again. Here, the wife is not losing anything. It's just a potential future payment that she might get. So therefore, he's not really an Arev. So Gemara says, Kablan de Balchov. Right, and a kablan, we said that that's the guy who agrees to pay even if the borrower has money, right? So if he's a kablan of a balchov, if the guy just owes him money, then the guy's a kablan, he's an arev, divrei kol mishtabes. So obviously he's serious about that and he has to pay. Arev de balchov, a kablan de ksuba pligi, but it's a machokas, whether when someone's an arev, a regular arev, right, of a balchov, someone who owes money, or a kablan, right, of this guy who promises to pay back even if the guy doesn't default, right, if he does that for a ksuba, right, again, that's a step up, then it's a machlokas. Igleman de amar avagav de lesle mixe love mishtabed. Right, this person who says, I mean, one opinion is that even though there is no nechazim, the lova is still going to be mishtabed himself. That even if, meaning that the arev has to pay, even if the guy doesn't have any, if Shimo doesn't have any stuff, anything, any property, right, at the time, right, if you get the mandamar, and you have the opinion that if he has property, then he was mishabed himself, right? But if he didn't, right, then he wasn't mishabed himself. The Arev did not agree to kind of back the loan because the guy didn't have anything. So the halakha on the halacha is bakulu avokav the lesley mishabed, right? Bar me Arev diksuva. And the halacha is that in all cases of balchov by an Arev, right, even though the borrower didn't have any money, still mishabed, still the Arev, right, is obligated to pay back in that scenario, except if for an Arev on iksuva, avokav the islay. Lo mishtabed, because even if the husband had money at the time when they got married, the Arev did not agree, to become the Arev. My time up, why is that? And this is what Rashi quoted, mitzvah to Gavid, v'lo midichasra. First of all, he's just doing a mitzvah, right, to kind of encourage them to get married. And second of all, right, she's not losing anything. It's not like the Arev has to fill in any loss, right, in the scenario where the husband cannot pay. Okay, now towards the end of yesterday, we said to point out that Marzutra held that the Mishnah had said that you can only pay, that the Yisomim, that orphans, only pay Ziboris, Right, that the Ziboris is paid from the Yisomim, and Oksuba, right, is paid from Beinonis. Right, so the Gemara now is going to try to knock that out. Am Ravina Tashma, I'll bring you a proof that that's not true. Right, Meikara, right, originally, Ditakninon, right, Yoser, Imasha, Isha, Rotsa, Lisa, Isha, Rotsa, Nase, right, the whole Takana, the whole fact that the Ksuba of the woman is from Ziboris, is from the worst land, is because the husband needs a little bit of encouragement to get married, and right, the woman does not. So a woman's ready to get married, a husband, men are kind of, you know, gun shy and don't want to commit. So we say, oh, listen, you're only going to have to pay the ksuba from Ziboris, from the worst. And if you'll tell me, right, that the whole time that, again, sorry, I didn't say that correctly. Marzotra said that if the woman is coming to collect her ksuba from Yisomim, right, then in that case, she can, I apologize. In the case where a woman is coming to collect her ksuba, right, if she's coming to Yisomim, to the orphans, meaning that her husband died, so then she can collect from Ziboris. If she's coming from the actual guy, right, so then if she's getting divorced, right, if she's coming to collect from the husband, right, then she can get Beinonis. So Ravina is knocking that out, and it's not true, meaning that it's only Ziboris across the board, whether she's collecting from Yisomim or she's collecting from the husband. Because it says Ravina points out the whole reason that Aksuba is with Ziboris, because we were trying to encourage the husband to get married, and we'll tell him, oh, listen, if you ever have to pay the ksuba, it's only with Ziboris. Well, that has nothing to do with Yisomim. Right? What does Yisomim have to do with anything? What do the orphans have to do with it? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tiyufta, Demar Tiyufta, Demar Sutra Tiyufta, right, that's a Tiyufta, Demar Sutra Shita, right, and the Chora, any time a woman collects ksuba, it's only from Ziboris. Okay. Again, we said you can only collect from Yisomim, from orphans. You can only collect from people who inherited their father. You can only collect from Ziboris. If it's written in the star, right? If it's written in the star, that shvach, that he can collect from Idis, from the best land. Still, that doesn't matter. You can only collect from Ziboris, from the worst land. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Teda, I'll prove to you that's true. Tevachov, Dine Bebeinonis, Umiyazmi, Ziboris. Because anytime, right, you have someone who owes money, right, so you can collect from Beinonis, but from Yisomim, you can only collect from Ziboris. So Amar Abaye, Rava said, what do you mean? Haki Hashta? Well, I understand. What are you talking about? Right, Balchov, Dine, Midaraisa, Ziboris. What do you mean? The whole halacha of a Balchov, the Midaraisa, right, that is that you collect from Ziboris, right? Kid Ula, right? The Amar Ula, Devar Torah, Balchov Ziboris. Right? How does you know that? The pasuk says Shinemar, Bachutz Tamor Vayish, etc., etc. Meaning that just to quote the whole pasuk, Bachutz Tamor Vayish Hasharata No Shabo Yotzi Lecha Ezavo Dachutza. Right? The guy brings. Right? You stand outside. The guy who's the lender stands outside, and the guy brings out a mashkon. He brings out a collateral. Right, what's a person going to bring him? He's going to bring him his diamond watch? No, of course not. He's going to bring him the cheapest thing he can get away with. So, matam amru balchov bebeinonis. Ah, is meaning me, really mean the raisa or balchov if you own any debt that is to be collected with Ziboris. Why did Chazal say that you can collect with beinonis? Because we don't want to have people not lending money, right? If a guy who lends money and he can only collect that debt from bad land, he's not going to, I don't need to do that. I have cash. Right? Cash is much more usable than bad land. So he doesn't want to deal with that. So Chazal said it has to be right from Beinonis. But by Yasmi, but by Yisomim, by Yisomim, Okmei Rabbanan Adaraisa. You can just leave the Din Daraisa to collect right from what's called, from Ziboris. Again, no one's going to think, no one is thinking when they lend money that maybe the guy's going to die, he's going to have to collect from the Yisomim. There's no issues of Tinel Delos of Nelovim. So, Avahacha, but over here, where you have a shtar to collect from Idis, from the best land, from Yisomim, I came to Dinami Daraisa, but Idis, I feel it when he asked me, now maybe Idis. Well, the Din Daraisa, right, Lachora, whatever's written on the shtar, the Din Daraisa is that you collect from Idis, so you can also get that from Yisomim. Ula Rava, according to Rava, right, Tani, didn't we learn from Avram Choza, from a guy named Avram Choza? Interesting, that's not Avraham, but it's Avram. Okay. Ain't in front of me, Nichne, say, Yisomim Melim Niziboris, so I feel he Nizikin. We only collect from Ziboris for Yisomim, even if there's damages. Right? Nizakin dinim deraisa v'idis. But one second, nizakin, right? Damages, right? Midaraisa is from idis. So lechor, according to that, right, you should be able to collect from idis from the Yisomim as well, right? And we said before they can only collect from Ziboris. So Gemara says, "Achamai skin." Now, what's the case? Kigon shai. So idis bin nizak because Ziboris the mazik. Right. Again, we're back to this scenario right over Rabbi Shmuel, right? With how we explain Rabbi Shmuel, where the best land of the guy who got damaged is equal to the worst land of the guy who did the damaging, and that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, right? The damer of midah, right? So, but the nizak shaminu says we evaluate based on the nizak, and therefore you can the guy who did the damages can pay him with his worst land because that's the best land of the guy who got damaged. When pay tikkun olam tikkun rabban b'mazik, but because of tikkun olam, right? This is our mishnah. Chazal were matakin that the guy who damaged has to give his best field. The gabi asked me ukmi rabbanan adaraisa, but by yisomim. Right, the Chazal right, left din deoraisa, and therefore right, they can only it only goes based on the nizak. Okay, fine. And is that really true? Now, can you really now? What's really, now? Just to remind ourselves, right? Was it really true that you can go get edis, which is what Rava said, right? If the shtar says that he's going to collect from edis, but then Rabbi Elazar nivta. He taught in the following brayza, ain nifrim and nichse yisolim elam and ziboris. Right, you only get ziboris, right? Ve'afilu hin idis, even if they are idis. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Right, my afilu hin idis. What do you mean, even if they are idis? So lav is that doesn't that mean avagad the cause of idis b'shtar? Doesn't that mean even though there's written idis in the star that he can collect from the best land, he goes to the ziboris? The Gemara says, no, my idis shfa idis. It's land that is gone, meaning that the idis is gone. Meaning at the time when he lent the money. But he had idis, he had great, the best type of land, or his highest level of land, right? And either Rashi says either it got stolen or it was flooded and it disappeared. So then it goes to Ziboris. Keder Rava, Damar Rava, this is Rava Shita, who says his Ziboris go from Idis. That if you damaged right, the Ziboris field, right, so you can collect from Idis, from the best, Shvai Idis, but if the Idis is gone, by go from Abinanis, then you go down to Abinanis. But Yasme, but by Yisomim, again, once again, Okme Rabbanan Adaraisa, by Chazal, left it with the Din Daraisa, you can only collect from Ziboris. Okay, fine. Ein Yifraim, Menechse Yisomim, Elam, and Ziboris. Again, this is what we just said, right? We've been talking about. Maybe should have gone a little earlier here, this quote from the Mishnah. Okay, you can only go to the Yisomim and collect Ziboris. Bari Rav Ach Davoi, Ach Davoi, Bar Ami, yes, following Shaila. Yisomim Sha'amru Ketanim O Afil Gedolim. Right, when we say Yisomim, right, what are we talking about? We're trying to take care of Ketanim, right? Little kids, Rahman al-Islam, if the father passes away, right, God forbid, right, we talk about little kids because we're going to try to take care of the little kids, or even Gedolim, right, even, you know, 55-year-old people, they're inheriting, you know, their father passed away, Baruch Hashem, B'seva Tova, and 55, 60-year-old Yisomim, right, does that count, right, as the Yisomim that we're talking about over here? So the Kanta had the other Rabban Gave Yasme, right, the Ketanim of Rabbanan, the Gedolim of Rabbanan. Meaning, is this like a Takana de Rabbanan that we're going to do to try and help out little Yisomim? Right, O Dilma, or maybe not. Right, Mishum Dalo Masaka died to the Malve, the Mace Love, right, because when the guy lends money, he didn't even think that the guy he's lending money to is going to die, that he'd ever have to go to collect from his inheritors. But Nefle Nechse Kami Yasme, and all the guy's property will go to the Yisomim, the Hevele Noel Delis, right, meaning, and then there's no issue. Right, and meaning, because there's no issue of Noel Delis Mifinolov, and people are not going to think about that. And, the Hilkach Afilu Gedol Nami says too, right, since the whole issue of collecting bainoness from a loan, right, is Tinel Delos Mifnei Lovim, but no one's thinking about that the guy's actually going to die, so therefore you don't need that Takana, and then we can really just, you know, say even regular adults who are Yisomim, right, also should be with Ziburus. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring your proof. The Tanya Abai Kashisha, right, fun names on this Amud. Abai Kashisha, which means the older Abai. Not sure if there's another Abai, but okay, either way. Abai Kashisha said that Yisomim Shamru Gedolim, Vainzer Chlomish Ketanim. That sure, it means both of them, right? It's Gedolim and certainly Ketanim. The Gemara says, well, okay, what does that mean? Dilma Hani Mili Lin Yeshua. Maybe that's only for a Shua, right? Then you only have a Shua and two Yisomim. Right, when you're getting money from adults, right, the gadol immediately avu kikatan dami, right, that because whenever you have a gadol, right, even if he's a gadol, he has no idea what his father's been doing with his money, so he's like a katan, so therefore, right? You have to give some sort of shul. Aval in ziboris lo, but maybe if there's in terms of ziboris, we would not necessarily say that ziboris is collected from the gedolim. So Gemara says, "V'helchus al what the halacha?" Right? Yisom misham amru gedolim. Ain't tzarik la maktanim. Right? Just like we said, no, not about kishisha. We said before. I'm trying to find. Rav Achtavoy. Oh, that was he asked the Shaila. Okay, all right. Either way, Tachos the part we pass on that the Yisomim Amru there's Gedolim also Ben Tarchlo Maktanim. Right, both of them. Ben the Shvul, Ben the Ziboris, regardless of whether you're going to swear, what the debt was, or whether you're collecting Ziboris, right? Regardless, it's both adults, right, and kids. Okay, ain nifray minichse minichasim shibadim, but magam sheish b'nechorin. Right, again, the Mishnah had said that you can't go and get a leaned property, right, if the guy in question has other properties. Man, that makes a lot of sense. So Gemara says, boy, again, boy rav ach devoy bar ami b'matana heach. What do you do about a matana? Right, guy sees that the guy he owes money to is coming to collect this field. Right, he has three fields that are really good and one field that, you know, he has on that's leaned, he sold already. So all of a sudden he just starts gifting his fields to other people. Right, it's just like, you know, in Israel it's common for parents to write to buy an apartment, the second apartment, and if they can't buy a second apartment, they should be so lucky, and then put it under the name of their kids, right, because of taxes and whatever, I don't even know, whatever it is. So and sometimes they're just giving apartments to their kids, but whatever it is. So this guy is just giving away money, right? He's just giving away fields. So what's the deal with that? I mean, do we say that now he can go to lean property or not? Right? Takanta the over rabbanon shem pseudochus. Right? Is this whole takana? Are we concerned that people who buy fields with liens on them, right, we don't want them just losing their fields for nothing, right? If the guy has five fields and oh, by the way, I just gave away about five of my fields, here, get the one I sold, right, that's not cool. Av matana, but by gift, like I've said, lekuchos, but when the bannerness was given by a gift, right, so then there's no pseudo lekuchos, there's no issue, and therefore lo, right, therefore we don't say, right, that what's it called, that, hold on one second. Sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding. One minute, I apologize. That just occurred to me that I may be misunderstanding the Gemara. Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The Shaila is like this. We had said before that if a guy has Beinonis, right, we collect usually, right, you collect Beinonis. Let's just flip back here because now I'm just totally confused. Right, okay. So the Mishnah had said the Baal Chov is Beinonis. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. And the Mishnah then further said, Ein Nefraim Minechas Mishibadim Makam Sheish B'nei Chorin. Right, you can't collect from lien property if the guy has regular property. What if that the lien property, it was not sold with a lien, but it was given away as a gift, right? Is that fair game? Is it fair game that you're able to, that the guy who is owed money is able to go after that field because the field that the borrower has is only Ziboris, right? And really he's entitled to Beinonis. Or do we say no? So that's what. Let's go back to what we just said before. What's the deal with a matana? Can the guy who lent money go after the gift of being in his field that the guy gave away? So the is this whole thing that the guy is not allowed to go after leaned property only by a sale? And therefore, if you sold it to someone else, right, we don't want people to not buy stuff because they may lose their property and there's a lien and the whole issue. Right? If you made it easier for people who are owed money to go after leaned property, so people wouldn't really buy fields. But here, in this case, it's a matana. So who cares, right? There's no concern that we're not gonna, you know, people are not gonna do purchases on fields. Odilmar, maybe matana nami. Maybe this also applies to a matana. Ilavdi islay hanamine, right? Lo yoiv le matana. Because again, how does a matana work? People don't usually just give out gifts. Right? Usually, there's some sort of favor involved. Right? If the guy had not done him a favor, right, he wouldn't give him a gift. Therefore, he'll go keep. So the kukos nami. Right? So therefore, it's similar, right, to being concerned that people won't buy fields, right? Maybe we're concerned that people won't do favors. Right? Maybe we'll do, and the guy has something to lose, right? Because he's going to lose out because he did him a favor and he was expecting some sort of matana, and now he's losing it because there's a lien on it. Okay, Amar le Markishisha Berei Deruchista Rabashi Tashma, bring your proof. Shchiv mira, if a guy is unfortunately on his deathbed, Amar Tznuma Sayim Zuz Laploni Shlosh Mez Laploni. For Abama is Meos Laploni. My guy says give 200 to this guy, 300 to that guy, 400 to that guy. Ein Omrim. We don't say, right, that the 200 guy gets it first, and then the 300 guy gets, and then the 400 guy gets. Really, they get it all together. They get it at the same time. Therefore, if some, all of a sudden, right, there's some sort of guy comes to collect money from the estate, right, from he passed away, go from Mikulam. He doesn't just go from the last guy, right, he collects from all of them. Wait, equally. Wait, im Amar Bar. If the guy said Tnuma same zuz the plony the acharav the plony the acharav the plony. But if the shechiv mira said this guy first and then that guy and then that guy, so then omim kol hakol the mishkar zocha. Then we say whoever's first in the shtar, right? He's zocha. I mean, the 200 guy gets his money first, and then the other guy gets his money, and then the other guy gets his money. So therefore, when someone comes to collect money, right, he goes and collects from the last guy who received the gift from the dying fellow. The firach, therefore, yotzalav shtarchov. Therefore, again, like I just said, if there's some sort of shtarchov, the guy owes money from the inheritor's owed money. Gove minachor, and he collects from the last guy. Wait, ain lo. But if the last one doesn't, you know, he used up all his money, so then gove minilafanov. He goes back to the next guy. Ain lo, if he doesn't have gove minilafanov, then he goes back to that guy. Meaning, you start with the 400, goes to the 300, and then he goes to the 200 in that case. And now, what's the point of all this? Alpha gav the kama benenis and basers devotees. Even if you'll tell me that the first guy got Beinonis and the second guy got Ziboris, me Ziboris Gavi, me Beinonis Lo Gavi, right? And even though a Baal Chov usually collects from Beinonis, apparently what do you see? He collects from the last guy, which is Ziboris, right? And not from the Beinonis. Apparently what do you see? Apparently we see that there is a Takana by a Matana, that the guy has to get Ziboris before Beinonis, right? Because if there's Ziboris property, if there's Ziboris field are available, you have to take that. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. Right? The case is, no. Now, the guy wasn't giving out gifts. He owed money to other people. So then this has nothing to do, right, at all with a gift, right? And our Shaila is about gifts, so it's not relevant for us whatsoever. I've got Tznukamar, but then the Brahma say, give money to this guy, that sounds like a gift. So Gemara says, yeah, Tznu b'chovi, right? Give money, meaning pay back, right, my debts. Okay, the Lexi Shtara Deman Kadim, one is that? If it's just a bunch of debts, right, so why don't we just see, right, whose Shtar comes first? So the Gemara says, but like a Shtar, okay, there's no Shtar. Fine. V'akol kodem shtar kamar. What do you mean? But we just said, whoever comes first in the shtar, right, again, he gets his money, etc. So he says, no, it doesn't mean whoever shtar is first. It doesn't mean whoever was owed money first. It means b'shtar pakata. It means in the shtar that the guy wrote up, right, when he was a shchiv mira, right, telling people to pay this guy and pay that guy, pay that guy. Okay. Fine. So there's no proof whatsoever. So now the Gemara gives two other possibilities in terms of understanding the Braisa, right, which also means that the Braisa is not relevant for our scenario and our Shaila of whether a Matana is Shayach to this Halacha, right, of Ziboris and Beinonis, where you can skip the Ziboris and get the Beinonis. And therefore, it's an Abayad V'Lipshita, it's an answer that we don't have an answer to. It's a question that we don't have an answer to. If anybody's saying another way to answer, afilu matana nami, right, it could be that no, the guy was giving out gifts. Velo kasha, and there's no problem. My government achron in nifsad ela achron. What does it mean that he collects from the last one? It means the last guy, right, is the only one, right, is the one that loses. But what it actually means is that the guy can go back and get the bane on his field. Meaning, let's say the guy who's dying gave a gift of 200, 300, 400. And now someone says, you owe me money. So he can go to whichever guy got the bane on his field. Let's say the 300 guy got the bane on his field. So he goes to that and takes the field. Then the guy who got 300 can go to the guy who got 400 and say, give me my field. I'm first in line to collect, right, to get my gift. That's one possibility. Or you could say the Shavukulu Aladadi, when everything was equal, meaning everybody got paid on this. Right? So therefore the last guy, right, is the one in line to lose his field. Right? There's no jumping here at all whatsoever. Right? And therefore that's not relevant to our case either. Okay, we're gonna stop here by the two dots. I'll have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.